we have a standard intro anymore. I keep having this. Hi, everybody. I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Kellen.
And we're
the Spooky Guys. I don't think our intro is just whatever our intro is. It doesn't matter.
We're just going to change it up. So I wanted to address something with the audio listeners that didn't get to hear this 10 minutes ago. See, cut that out.
That gets cut out automatically.
Oh, because of the enhancement thing. Our members' website is officially up and running. Yes. If you would like to support Kellen and his treatment for that fucking cough, you can go to Fourth Wall and find the Spooky Guys, or go to our Instagram and the link's in our bio, and you can get merch. We've got t-shirt, hoodie, and stickers. More to come. I'm thinking a hat with the logo.
What was that quote we had?
Shit,
that we were going to throw up on the shirt? It's in one of the last episodes. I just got
to. Now you see her, now you don't?
Maybe. Wait a minute. There's another one.
There's a couple ones that we came up with. That's a shirt. We should have a little notepad so we can write. If you want to support us, it's a great way to do it. We've got three different tiers which offer all sorts of goodies. If you want early access to the episodes, great way to get it. We are trying to do at least 2 days early, so on Sundays. Great way to get
you got my text about changing that, right?
I did change it.
Okay.
Yeah. So what it is now is
that verbiage. I was like, I'm not reading their fucking names after.
As soon as you said it, I read it. I'm like, I see where I fucked up. So what it is, what it's going to be now is our first tier is going to get a shout out for any new person that signs up for that on the next recording that we do after, and then
I do have another question. Can they make is their username whatever they want their username to be, like Patreon? Or is it fun like Patreon, or is it boring like Fourth Wall? We're like, hey, yeah, thanks, Joy.
No, it gives you options.
Or if it's like, hey, thanks, lick my Peter Dominator, or whatever the fuck.
It lets them do out of, so it lets them sign up with their full name, but they have to create an account with a username.
Okay.
So.
Because some of those would be really funny.
No, 100%. And out of respect for their privacy. We're not going to do their full fucking legal name.
Their address.
Hey, Michael Jordan at 1355 Palo Alto Avenue in California. Thank you very much. Yeah, social security number ending in... Yeah, we're just going to give them all the fucking info.
Hey, 722. You are the winner of nothing.
So, shout out next recording that we do after they've joined. The high tier now. They're going to get a monthly special... shout out video to people of the highest tier, just thanking them specifically for their support.
Like a personal video?
Not a personal video. A video where we're just going to read out names, kind of like we do at the end of the episode for them.
Jesus Christ.
No. Alrighty, folks. We're cranking this hog. I'm going into this blind. And it's funny because the Crypt Keeper. What, you've never
cranking
heard of
this hog? No, yeah. I've heard it before. Yep. Okay. I've heard it. Yeah. I know what it means.
Okay. Well, we're sucking this dick today. Crypt Keeper earlier is like, hey, have fun with the story of the lamb. I'm like, the what? Excuse me? Because I haven't read this at all. I haven't looked at the email.
I'm so surprised you've never heard of Elisa Lamb.
No, I don't.
Dude, this story is fucking...
I might recognize it once I start reading it.
The story's fucking scary. It makes me uncomfortable.
This isn't the chick in the water tank, is it? Oh, it is! Okay. There's a picture of... I don't remember names. And I don't know the details of it. So,
is that why you're like, hey, you, anytime I open the door?
Yeah, pretty much. All white people look alike to me.
You wait. You're like, I bet I just got to wait until the introduction.
That's why I do the intros. I'm Jonathan.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, 5 minutes in. So, Helen, tell me about it. Okay, we're going to talk about the disappearance and death of Eliza.
Is it Eliza Lamb or Elisa Lamb?
Elisa Lamb. It's one or the other. I don't think it's a Z, so it might be Eliza. Or Lisa. So on January 26th, 6 days after our birthday, 2013, Elisa Lamb, a 21-year-old...
That was the year I graduated.
I graduated 2 years prior, hence the age difference. a 21-year-old Canadian college student from Vancouver, British Columbia, which I will be there at the end of February, actually. I'm very excited.
Why?
There's this place called Rocky Mountain Resorts.
I've heard of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
So they reached out to us, me and another buddy of mine, because we do D&D content, and they have this Air D&D,
which man, you guys are going to get naked and play some D&D, huh?
Oh, he's going to roll my dice in his mouth. Yeah.
Nice. On camera. Nat 20, baby.
So we got a couple content creator friends, and we're going to go out there for 4 or 5 days. And Just hang out, film some content, and play games.
Just fucking plow some snow, huh?
Yeah.
I hope they're all white, because that makes it even funnier.
No.
Damn it.
No, it's a mixed bag.
Damn. I tried.
I have a diverse portfolio of friends that I keep. I've diversified my stock options.
Don't have friends. No. I don't invest in stock when it comes to friends. Yeah, but you're my best friend. You don't count.
Oh my God. It's going to lick your asshole later.
Just read.
So she arrived alone in Los Angeles, California. Her trip was part of a longer solo journey along the west coast of the U.S., which had included stops in San Diego and San Francisco. That is a weird... Why would she go from San Diego to San Fran and then back to L.A.? Unless the trip was just what it was supposed to be,
but
she was in L.A.
The trip was what it was supposed to be.
Tip to tip, but she stopped in L.A.
Yeah, tip to tip, but she stopped in L.A.
I hate it. Where'd the other tip come from? Why are they here? Who invited him, you know? And why am I in the corner? Elisa had planned the trip carefully. She documented parts of her travels through blog posts. That's so 2013. Fucking blogs. Photographs and messages sent to her friends. Her parents were aware of her itinerary and expected to hear from her every day. According to her family, this daily communication was not casual. It was a standing routine. When you were younger, did you get to travel solo a lot or at all?
No. I did everything with my mom.
Fucking loser, dude. Fucking. How is Eileen? I miss her.
She's good. But yeah, my dad was always working, so my mom, she took us everywhere. We did road trips all the time.
Okay. Did you ever get to do a solo trip when you were younger? Like whether it was a school trip or anything like that? And when I mean younger, I mean like 24 and under.
24 and under?
Yeah.
Dude, I went to Afghanistan when I was 18.
Count. You were sponsored by an oil company.
If it's 24 and under, I have done many, 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 many travels.
Okay. Not army included. If it's, not military.
Yeah, not military included. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you always keep in constant communication with your mom?
Most of the time, yeah. Sometimes I couldn't, but...
Plowing the fields, I see.
No.
Having your fields plowed?
No, I just didn't. I couldn't have a phone.
Expanding your horizons?
I just couldn't have a phone. Where I was at the time, I could not have a phone.
So many questions. Okay. My mom, at one point... Because I started traveling a lot within the last, like, 3 years. And she's always like, you're in new places all the time. And I was like, okay, here's the thing. I don't want to give you an itinerary because, like, some of these travels are, like, last minute. Here's my location.
Right.
You can now view it. But now that has created the problem of her messaging me. Why are you in Boston? Because I have fucking things to do.
I have friends.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I'm cultured.
I'm sorry I have a social life. We did a lot of road trips and, like, all the major things in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. Things. There's a lot of stuff in Montana.
Five things. Glacier, Yellowstone, skiing and snowboarding, hunting, fishing.
Whoa. It's like you live here. No. Lewis and Clark Caverns, Museum of the Rockies, Glacier, Yellowstone, the Bison Jump, Custer's Battlefield, Bannock, Virginia City, the Sapphire Mine, which is a lot of fun, by the way. I want to take the kids next summer.
Yeah.
Because you actually mine for sapphires and you can keep
them. Is that when you get the bucket and you sift through? Okay, yeah.
There's a lot.
Garnet Town, which is the abandoned...
Garnet Ghost Town, Bannock, yeah. Virginia City. I've done...
Deer Lodge Penitentiary?
All of the ghost towns. I think I've been to every ghost town in Montana.
Okay. Do they have any... asking the Google. Hold on.
You just hear gun cock? I'm going to get... Herbie's 3D printer hooked up.
You have to have really good ventilation for those things.
I do.
Okay. Fuck.
I'm swinging it, you know?
Yeah. Downstairs or upstairs?
Upstairs.
Okay. Yeah, by a window, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. I hope so. But anyways, they're fake towns that the counties make to put on a map. What are they? Paper towns.
Paper towns.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a paper town in Montana, but I have seen a paper town in California, Nevada area.
I believe that. Probably because of gerrymandering.
Yeah. One was civilian and one was military. Two were military. Because the one got blown up. Got to watch it.
There's I can't remember where in but
New Mexico. In World War II. The nuclear bombs.
No.
I was trying to read your mind.
The fake airstrips.
World War II.
Was it World War II? Yeah.
They built full fake airstrips. They had full fake armies. Yeah. Like they had fake tanks.
They flew over and were dropping fake wooden bombs on them.
Yeah.
And in response, down below, they're like, Well, let's play the game. And then they just made a fake wooden everything afterwards.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the video of them like walking around with the blow up tanks? And the guy just picks it up with one hand and he's like walking and that's he like sets it down.
Wild. Yeah. So funny. Imagine you're flying and a fucking tank just flies by you.
Yeah. You're like peeking down out of your plane. You're like,
that man just picked up a fucking plane, dude.
They have super soldiers. Holy fuck.
Pulling the eject. Fucking. Yeah. So anyways, this woman going San Diego to San Francisco, so top to bottom. Now, when Elisa arrived in Los Angeles, she checked into the Cecil Hotel. Mm. Popular hotel, isn't it? Isn't that one known to have, like,
all the worst shit happen?
Paranormal activity? Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'm not wrong.
Murders and everything.
Located at 640 South Main Street. Hey, Cecil Hotel, if you hear about this.
It's where Richard Mamiya stayed before his trial.
Really? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and he stayed there a few times, I think.
Didn't the Cecil have the front and the back entrance, which was the...
And yeah. The police used the back entrance.
That's right.
Because the old, what was it, like the old police station was really close, yeah. Or the jail.
So the building stood in an area commonly known as Skid Row, a neighborhood associated with...
There's high fucking levels of hookers right outside!
With high levels of poverty, crime, and homelessness. Now, the Cecil was not an unknown place. It opened in 1924. The good hotel year. Had accumulated nearly a century of infamy. Jesus Christ.
No, keep going. You're good. I'm the one coughing. You're fine.
I know. Over decades, it had been associated with multiple suicides, violent crimes, and mysterious deaths. Several serial killers were rumored or confirmed to have stayed there at different points in history, including Richard Ramirez, who lived at the Cecil during the mid-1980s while committing murders through Los Angeles.
On that note, see, I did have it wrong. Sorry. He was living there while he killed people, not arrested, and stayed there.
No.
Continue.
Which also, we haven't done a Richard Ramirez episode, have we? Stay tuned.
He's going to be a good one. I fucking hate him. He is a disgusting, disturbing human being. But
is he the one that would... Yeah, okay.
The Night Stalker.
Night Stalker, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. So in the years leading up to 2013, the Cecil attempted to rebrand itself. Imagine that. Parts of the hotel were renovated and marketed under the name Stay on Main, appealing to younger travelers. I don't know how I feel. Stay on Main just doesn't...
Stay on Main?
Yeah. Sounds like an ominous warning.
It doesn't click on the tongue.
No.
It doesn't sound good off the tongue.
No wonder the fucking rebrand didn't work. The owner, I don't know what we got to do. Guess I gotta go kill a hooker again.
What? It should just do Stain on Main.
Stain on Main? Wild. However, the original structure, layout, and shared facilities remained largely unchanged, and the Cecil name was still prominently associated with the building. Elisa Lam's background. So, born April 30th, 91. So, at the time of this, she is... Like we said, what, 21? Yes. She was a student of the University of British Columbia, where she was studying with the goal of eventually attending graduate school. It's so funny. My kiddo last night, out of nowhere, I'm putting him to bed, and he's like, Papa, what do you got? What's up? He's like, what's college like? And I'm like, man, you are asking the wrong person. I don't know. I didn't go to college. But it's kind of like school, except you have one teacher.
There's a lot of fucking alcohol!
There's one teacher that teaches you one thing, and you choose your classes depending on what you want to learn.
Yeah.
He's like, huh.
It's a good time.
So I can learn anything I want? I was like, anything you want, but technically. Yeah. So.
Dude, I took bowling and dodgeball. You can learn anything you want. I took yoga. It was like Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 a.m.
That's crazy.
I'd show up just hungover as piss and
lay on the floor.
Do some fucking yoga, dude.
Incredible.
It was like me and two other guys, and we were always shit-faced, and we're like, what up?
Just
yeah.
Friends and family described her as intelligent, creative, and introverted, with a strong interest in writing and culture. Elisa has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression, conditions that she openly discussed on her personal blog. Her blog entries reflect long periods of introspection, emotional honesty, and self-analysis. She described struggles with mental health, but also wrote about self-growth, independence, and determination. I wonder if those blogs are still up and running. Like, we can still find them.
Maybe.
Probably. be interesting to read. According to her parents...
Unless her family took it down.
I mean, out of respect, I would understand that. I would understand either scenario. But according to her parents, Elisa was highly aware of her diagnosis and understood the importance of medication compliance. She had been managing her condition for several years prior to this trip. While traveling, she continued to post online and maintain contact with friends and family. So now we get to the hotel. When Lisa checked into the Cecil on January 26th, she was initially assigned to a shared hostel. Sorry. She was... I have an accent.
Hostel.
Hold on. She was assigned to a shared hostel-style room.
No! I would never stay in a hostel.
Thank you.
No. Ever.
Wait, here's the thing, though, because I've looked at
Not only because of that movie.
I've never seen it, actually.
It's fucked. You should watch it.
Which one came first, Hostel or Saw? Hostel, right?
Hostel, yeah. They were around the same time.
Yeah, because they kind of paved the
Hostel,
way for like body gore.
Hostel, I believe it inspired...
Saw.
The Human Centipede.
That one so, I did see.
Yeah, great watch. I watched it every night.
Very difficult fab, not impossible.
I'm in and out in four minutes. For the...
4 minutes?
Yeah. Before the credits even pop up.
What am I going to do with the other 3 minutes and 45 seconds? Because I'll just lay there. What were we talking about?
Hostel. I can't fucking remember.
Oh, hostels. Here's the thing, because I've...
Oh, yeah, the movie's fucked.
I've been looking at, like, traveling. The difference in price between a hostel and, like, a regular hotel is not that much.
It used to be a lot more. It used to be, like, $10
yeah.
a night.
I was looking at hostels right now in like... Europe, traveling all over the place.
They're cheap as fuck.
Not all of them.
Or at least they were when I was in Europe.
Some of them are like 60 pounds.
Sorry, that threw me. They're like 60 pounds.
60 pounds a night. And then I was like, oh, what's a hotel cost? Like 300? It's like 95. I'm like, I'd rather not.
I'd rather just go to a hotel than risk.
Yeah, I'd rather cough up the extra 35 and not get stabbed in the middle of the night.
Yeah, or, you know, having to like hide my valuables in my ass so no one steals them. Yeah. Have you seen
Sorry, that? All I can think of is Ark Raiders. Maybe like, oh, I gotta get this blueprint out of here.
Is that a thing?
Pretty much. Yeah, have you not played?
I've played like twice.
We gotta play more. So yeah,
I don't have anybody to play with. So.
Yeah, we'll play. You have something that's called the safe pocket?
Yeah.
That's all it's called. So
it's your ass!
Canonically, yeah. It's your ass. When you get another augment, it allows you three slots versus just one. So we're like,
nice.
Gaping, dude. Yeah, it's a good bit. I don't know if you've ever seen it, though. There's a meme where it's an item, allegedly, that lets you take something out of somebody's safety pocket, and it's just a rubber glove.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, me and Alec, we play every night for like 4 hours. So if you ever want to hop on with us, we are aggressive. We randomly turn on our mics and just bark people and chase them down. Fucking, it's great.
That's funny.
So anyways... This section of the hotel was frequented by international travelers and budget tourists. I guess 2013 was a different time. It was post 9/11.
Yeah, good read, Velma.
Pretty much everything's post 9/11, really.
Has anyone ever told you how smart you are?
No, actually, thank you. You're like, no, I'm not calling you smart.
I'm just asking.
Within days of her arrival, Lisa's roommates reported issues to hotel management. That's as they say, no bueno. They described Elisa's behavior as...
Who's they?
Unusual. Stating that she sometimes locked others out of the room and left notes that made them uncomfortable. I am curious as to what those notes could have possibly been. Huh. Hotel staff responded by moving Elisa to a private room where she would stay alone.
That's nice.
So that's how you get a free upgrade.
You just fucking at a hostel act price. Psycho.
Yeah. It's me waking up my roommates, licking their eyeballs. Or not.
Sorry, I sleep fuck.
Jesus. Have you seen that Key and Peele where they're camping? He's like, hey, by the way, I sleep talk sometimes.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to fucking kill you in the middle of the night. I want to fucking slit your throat with this knife. Hey, buddy, you're
like,
sleep talking.
Super specific.
I'm not sleep talking this time. He's like, hey, I can't tell if that's sleep talking or not. Just really specific.
Yeah, I'm going to take you camping in the middle of the night and I'm going to slit your throat while you're sleeping.
So no official reports indicate that Elisa complained about being followed, threatened, or harassed. There's also no evidence that she met anyone during her stay or invited guests to her room. Which brings us to January 31st. So on January 31st, 2033. Bitches in the fucking future, dude. No, she never saw 2033. January 31st, 2013.
Homie, she never saw 22. What do you mean?
Elisa Lam was last known to be inside the Cecil Hotel. That day, She failed to make her routine check-in call to her parents in Vancouver. Prices are expensive. Long-distance calling. Like, fuck. Concerned, her family attempted to reach her multiple times without success. Within hours, they contacted authorities. Later that same day, the LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, sorry, it's one of my favorite bits to do, is like when you, oh, I was an MP, that's military police? What was it?
Anything that's abbreviated. One day, I just want you to do it horribly fucking wrong. So there was a few people that were pretty mad that we didn't know anything about drugs.
What do you want from me? What the fuck? You want me to be a stereotype? Oh, I can get you a key, fucking price per kilo, baby.
It was the MK Ultra episode.
Yeah, that's the only one we talked about drugs, which was the LSD. Well, I'm sorry. What do you want? Ooh. All right, stay tuned for a bonus episode where we do a bunch of LSD. For legal reasons, that is a joke.
There's still a lot to the story.
I know, right? Honestly. Yeah. So later, they opened up an official missing persons case. Officers began coordinating with hotel staff, initiated an on-site search. So, the initial...
Okay, hang on.
Oh, boy. Oh, buddy.
You should get the clip of me saying, sorry, I sleep fuck. Put that on Instagram or something, because that shit's funny.
That's going to be our podcast. That's going to be our...
That should be a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt.
I sleep fuck.
Write it down. Sorry, I sleep fuck. And then
put it in your notes. Put it in your notes.
Spooky guys.
Quickly, write it.
I'm going to just text the Crypt Keeper.
No context. I sleep fuck. So the search efforts. They checked her hotel room. Imagine they just... She's been fucking sleeping the whole time. She's just chilling in her hotel
sleep
room.
Fucking.
Sorry, I sleep fuck. They check the common areas. They check... If you break my chair.
I'm just trying to scoot forward.
I've got the little rubber pieces. Were you always that far?
No. I like shifted.
Okay. Pretty sure the camera will still get you. Yeah. Just, you're just here. Good God, man.
Oh, it's like Gary Coleman's fucking forearm.
Why is it just as black, too?
It's hereditary.
God damn it. They checked hallways and stairwells, fire escapes, and the roof.
They're like... Hangover. My dad was still alive when it came out, so that's how I grade my life. Before dad and after dad, BD and AD.
That's crazy.
I'm like, oh, hungover is BD. Yeah.
I was gonna do it, but I didn't know how you were gonna take it. But I was gonna get a mason jar of water and put RIP on it and keep it on the shelf and see how long it took you to ask about it. I'd be like, oh, it's a memorial for your dad.
That's so funny, because I would have, after like forever, I'm like, what is that for?
Oh, God, that's so good. It's like, don't worry, man. I got the guy who killed your dad.
I got that fucker.
Kept him in the jar, shake him every now and again for you. Oh, God. So canine units were deployed to assist on the search. According to police statements, the dogs did not alert to any specific scent leading to or from the building. Fucking useless. Why are we paying canine money? Our tax dollars could go to something better. Hotel staff reported no signs of forced entry, violence, or disturbances linked to Eliza's room. Her belongings were found inside, and there was no immediate evidence of foul play. Despite the ongoing search, no trace of Eliza was found during the first 2 weeks. I didn't realize it took them that long.
I didn't either. I thought it was like a boom, bang, boom.
It was immediate, yeah. Well, there's also that, like, it was a more recent case. That girl that apparently disappeared, her dad goes to find her, and then she turns up 3 weeks later. She's like, oh, I'm in Mexico with my boyfriend. And he had committed suicide.
Who did? The dad?
The dad. Couldn't find her. Threw himself off a park. This was like not even 8 months ago, dude. Yeah.
I haven't heard this.
It's weird. So on February 14th, damn, 2013, the...
Hang on. What's this? What do you know her name?
The one that I'm talking about? Hold on.
Because now I'm interested. Stranger Things just announced One Last Adventure, The Making of Stranger Things on January 12th on Netflix. That's cool.
Sorry, I know this is not very exciting for you guys watching. Hannah Kobayashi.
How do you spell the last name?
Koba, K-O-B-A, Yashi, Y-A. Hey, let me get another hit. I need to catch up. Remember, kids, stay in school. That was for you guys. Oh, no. Now I can see why you were coughing. I miss you, and I love you.
The whale.
The Tokyo Drift edits.
Oh, they're so fucking good.
So February 14th, 2013, the LAPD, Los Angeles Power Rangers Department, releases a piece of surveillance video recorded by an elevator camera inside the Cecil Hotel. The footage, timestamped from the day Elisa was last seen, was released in hopes that someone might recognize her behavior or offer a lead. The video.
The video is fucking weird.
And I remember this. The video showed Elisa inside the elevator behaving in a way that many viewers found difficult to interpret. She was seen stepping into the elevator and pressing multiple floor buttons. Who hasn't? I love the little light up. Anyways, moving to a corner of the elevator. Where else am I supposed to take a shit? Leaning forward and looking out into the hallway. I got nothing for that one.
Yeah, she's like this. Like,
yeah, I remember the video.
Peeking around.
Stepping in and out of the elevator several times. How else am I supposed to know I'm not sleep fucking anymore? Making unusual hand motions in front of her body. She's fucking throwing up gang signs. Who you repping, cuh?
Who you repping, cuh?
The elevator doors remained open for an unusually long time, not closing as expected. The footage did not show anyone else entering the frame. Soon after its release, the video spread globally. News outlets aired it repeatedly. Online communities began analyzing it frame by frame. Viewers debated whether Elisa appeared frightened, confused, playful, or distressed. Later, the LAPD officials acknowledged that portions of that video have been slowed and altered, though they stated the changes were made to conceal certain timestamps and unrelated faces. This revelation added further confusion and distrust among the public. The public not trusting the cops?
When would that ever happen?
Wait, wait, wait. The cops doing something to instill distrust in the public? What? Escalation, attention, and speculation.
What? The cops not doing their jobs? What? There's so many cases like that.
Yeah. Well, look at how many... Well, to be fair, technology has advanced more, but all the cases that were like... cold cases that they just couldn't figure out, and then they reopen them 40 years later and like, guys, this is so easy.
There's a picture of him right here.
He sent a selfie saying, yeah. I did it.
Cops back in the 50s were like, hey there, there's a picture of you that says you did it. He's like, I never said that. Oh, okay.
Good morning. I have a twin. He died.
Go punch your wife.
As the video circulated, public attention intensified. The Cecil Hotel's past history began resurfacing across online forums, blogs, and social media posts. Decades are... Your butt hurts a lot, doesn't it?
My butt?
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. I'm just trying to get comfy. All right, we're good.
What do you need?
No, I'm good now.
You sure?
Yeah.
If you lift up, I can put my thumb on the seat.
Nope, we're good.
Okay. I'm just trying to be a good host. God. Decades earlier, the hotel had been linked to multiple suicides by jumping from upper floors...
Nice.
Accidental deaths, unexplained disappearances, long-term stays by known serial offenders, and this reputation heavily influenced the public's perception of the case. The building itself was increasingly framed as a place where tragedies occurred with disturbing frequency. Superstitions surrounding the incident also began to emerge. Some online commentators noted numerical coincidences, including floor numbers pressed by Elisa at the elevator. Others referenced cultural beliefs about water as liminal space or spiritual boundaries. While none of these interpretations were part of the official investigation, they gained traction online and were widely discussed. I remember somebody, when this all started happening, mentioned or brought up the idea of like a ghost or a spirit or like something was chasing her that we couldn't see.
Yeah, I've seen that theory. And I'd believe it. She looked scared. When I saw the video, she looked scared to me.
She could have also been going like through a manic episode because she did have bipolar disorder.
That's true.
The discovery of Lam's body. On the morning of February 9, 2013, guests staying at the Cecil reported unusual issues with the building's water system.
They're like, my water tastes weird.
Yeah, my water tastes just like back at home, which is wild. Also, when's mom coming home? We haven't seen her in a while. Don't worry. Dad's acting weird. And he closed off the well. What could be? Low water pressure. Water appearing dark or cloudy. An unpleasant taste and odor. I don't know if this is just me.
Could you imagine drinking unpleasant tasting water and then you find out
you drank some
you
gross
drank
deceased
some
juice.
Dead deceased juice. We should make that into a brand of like energy drink.
Deceased juice. So instead of death, like my dad. Deceased juice. Deceased that's like juice. The Timu version. Where'd you get this water source from? You don't want to know. You know the runoff down the hill from a cemetery? Well, that's technically free water we found. There's actually no legal law that prevents us from collecting that, boiling it, and then serving it. We know. We checked. And despite multiple open lawsuits, we're still operating.
Multiple lawsuits.
Something about personal property.
In the digging juices, up a grave.
Allegedly, I will add. And one very untrue case of necrophilia.
Very untrue.
I will state and restate, she was alive when we started. Was that the line?
That's a lot.
That's a lot to take in. Which is one of the
that's
quotes.
That's definitely not what she said.
Damn. So a maintenance worker was sent to inspect the building's rooftop water tanks. The roof housed four large cylindrical tanks, each about 10 feet tall, supplying water to the hotel. When the worker climbed up to inspect one of the tanks and looked inside, he discovered Elisa's lamb's body floating in the water. Emergency services were notified immediately. Earlier reports stated that the tank's hatch had been closed. Later statements clarified that it was found open at the time of discovery. How long had it remained open remains unclear. The autopsy.
She's in there. Help! The janitor has headphones on. He's like, fucking closes it, locks it.
I was thinking of the rib splitter.
He's just up there fucking. He feels a bump. He like, nothing. Right when she says help again, he hits it.
Yeah. That's a good bit.
Dan's like, someone's dying in a water well.
An autopsy was conducted by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, or LACO, as in they LACO any.
I thought you were going to say lack thereof. I'm like, what the fuck?
So the report concluded, cause of death, accidental drowning. Apparently, we cannot breathe underwater. Contributing factor, bipolar disorder. No signs of physical assault, sexual assault, defensive injuries, or any major trauma.
Other than being very soggy.
Fuck's wrong? Because of your dad.
I mean,
was this pre or post?
This was post.
So this must be real true. Water, water, water! Just me shaking a glass of water. You know.
Just turn over, you're like,
you know what? I've never seen you drink water, now that I think about it.
I drink water all the time. That's all I drink.
Interesting.
That was probably the first soda I've had in a year.
No, it's true, because even when we go out and I bring food to you at work or anything like that, I bring you water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't drink anything but water. Sometimes I drink coffee or Red Bull. Sugar-free Red Bull.
Again, but it's such a weird...
I don't like
weird...
sugar.
Have you tried the Rise energy drinks?
It's my belly aches.
Shout out to Scotty K Fitness and Rise. We're not sponsored by them. They're just really good friends.
Oh, that's Scotty?
Yeah.
Okay. He's part of Rise? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Rise is yummy.
Yeah, I hate normal Sunny D. Sunny D has like a weird...
Sunny D's gross.
But their Sunny D flavored Rise energy drink.
Is it good?
Delicious.
I'll have to try it.
Fucking delicious. Toxic.
He's never going to see that.
Oh, yeah, he will.
You're like, yeah, I'm not going to make him pay for it. I'm just going to send it to him.
I'm just going to send it for free. I'm just going to clip it.
I shouted you out.
Toxicology tests revealed that Elisa had some prescribed medications in her system, but at levels suggesting she may not have been taking them consistently. Oh. There were no illicit drugs or alcohol detected at levels considered fatal. The coroner officially ruled Elisa Lamb's death an accident.
Well, yeah, there's no other way you can really go about it.
No, I mean, because here's a couple questions. How did she get on the roof? Because usually maintenance access to the roof is...
Howdy, where do you?
What?
Just keep going. It's from a TV show.
Which, I felt
I
like
think it's from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, I've never seen
Howdy,
it.
Howdy, where do you?
I'm just glad that I heard what I heard, and it wasn't like just having an aneurysm.
No.
How did she climb into the water tank alone? Because it's 10 feet to the top.
Isn't there a ladder? There's a service ladder.
I don't know these.
I'd assume there's a service ladder because there's a lid. Someone needs a way to get to the lid.
Don't yell at me. Not in front of the kids.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just treating you like you're fucking stupid. Just kidding. Is that your like?
That's the signal for domestic abuse. Yeah. Let's go, bitch.
Let's go, bitch.
Why did she enter the tank? Clearly they didn't have a pool.
Maybe she thought it was the pool area.
In a 10-foot cylindrical tank. All right.
It's the hot tub.
And why did search dogs not alert to the rooftop area?
Did they search it?
No, but they would have alerted to any smell. If she was on the elevator, they would have alerted to like a scent.
Did they? But okay, so if they hit the elevator, right? They get to the elevator and they're like, okay, let's start checking floors. So they check every floor going up. Did they do that? Probably not. Until
they should have just had the dog trained well enough to press the button for the appropriate floor.
Smelled which button she clicked. He's like, pushes all the buttons. They're like,
taxpayer money.
Like, man, we don't get a clock out at 1, 2 p.m. and go pound some beers and go home and yell at my wife for not cooking me dinner and cleaning the house. That's just stereotyping a cop, but most of them are.
We're not saying that every cop abuses their partner. Every partner that has been abused has been by a cop.
Every partner of a cop has been abused.
Yeah, and every partner of a cop from like work has covered up.
Emotionally, physically. Oh. What? Covered up what?
Nothing. What?
Say it. Say it.
I'm just saying cops look after cops.
Yes, they do. It's really annoying.
It's like, we get it. You couldn't pass the ASVAB, and this is the only other option.
You couldn't pass the ASVAB.
We had to dock points, which is wild, because usually we give 30 for just putting your name on this thing. You spelled it wrong.
It's funny, because the sheriff's department and the police department, when they see me, they'll call me a rent-a-cop.
That's funny.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, that's why you're a rent-a-cop. I'm like,
you're like,
mm-hmm.
Do you think it was a ghost? Do you think it was something supernatural that happened to her? Just you wiping your mouth with a whole fist. You're stupid.
I don't know. There's, with how many deaths and stuff there are at the Cecil Hotel, it's one of those things where I'd have to stay there to actually understand if it was. But then I'm worried if I stay there, if I'm going to be the next one in that water tank.
Well, here's the thing. You would never kill yourself because you're too much of a Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too scared I'll go to hell.
I probably would have checked out of this hotel a long time ago if I didn't have my child, so I get it.
This is an apartment.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Do the guitar. You have to do the guitar. Why did it sound like Afro Man? Then I got a high. Bad is your rhythm that you rhythmed a different song.
I couldn't think of how that song went, so I just went with that because I had literally listened.
Have negative rhythm.
No, I literally listened to that song like in the last 24 hours, but I haven't heard that song in years, so that's I couldn't so think. Funny. Like if you, if then you. If you had given me, like, the guitar to that song, I probably could have sang it, but I can't.
Afro Man or?
No, the other one.
Oh, Hotel California?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Because I know the words, like, oh, welcome to the hotel. It's not hard, but I don't know the guitar part.
So really, we should have reversed the roles.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you fucked that up.
The difference between ADHD and autism right here, people.
At least I'm not the trained type of autism.
Instruments, words. Yeah. You're, like, thinking you're the ADHD one.
That's really funny. So following the incident, we're not done. The Cecil Hotel temporarily shut down. In later years, the building underwent redevelopment and ceased functioning as a hotel. Elisa Lam's case became one of the most widely discussed unexplained deaths of the 21st century. The second unspoken death in the 21st century was of Toontown, a game that I really enjoyed that just stopped functioning one day and they shut down the servers for it. You got to play a cartoon character. That's not on here. I just really miss Toontown. It was like RuneScape.
Hang on.
You've played Toontown.
No. I've never even heard of it.
Did you remember like Wizard 101? Think that, but Toon.
Freaking Wizard 101 was the tits.
Yeah. So was Club Penguin.
And
so was Neopets.
Is it T-O-O-N? Toon?
How the fuck did you spell Toon?
T-U-N-E? Like
a music tune?
No, T-U-N-E like Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes. No, it's T-U-N-E-S. Okay, Toontown.
Yeah.
Okay. I recognized it right there, the logo, but yeah. I've never played it.
It was fun. It was a great one.
Because of that gentleman.
Yep.
That's one of my biggest fears.
The mouse. The mouse
fuck
always
Mickey Mouse,
gets his
that
cheese.
Stupid bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, see? It's Looney Tunes.
I always thought it was T-O-O-N-Z.
That's because you're stupid.
All right.
You also thought Chuck Norris sang songs. So.
It was Charles Manson.
I know.
And honestly, you're lucky I wasn't confusing that bitch for fucking Marilyn Manson.
That's actually the one you were.
No, sorry.
You dumb bitch!
Marilyn Monroe. I meant Marilyn Monroe. I would have been wrong twice.
With the gender. And
So her family later filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the hotel, citing safety issues related to the rooftop access and the water tank security. The lawsuit was eventually dismissed.
That's fucked.
Lisa Lam was 21 years old at the time of her death. Her story continues to be examined, debated, and revisited in documentaries.
Honestly, though, I can see why it's dismissed. She's fucking 21. She should have known better.
Yeah, if it was like a child.
That's like some stupid ass fucking adult running around the pool area, slipping and hitting their head, and then being like, I'm going to sue the... It's like, no, you're an adult. You should know not to run in the pool area.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah, 100%. I hate that stuff.
But this case stands at... It's one of those stories that... Sorry. It's one of those stories that really melts a lot of different theories together, which we don't see a lot of. Usually it's a clear cut, like, oh, well, this is obviously demonic. But this is like, oh, is it the urban history of the Cecil? Or was it something supernatural? Or was it just mental illness?
She's just a crazy bitch.
Was she just, you know, yeah, mentally ill? And I think we'll never know. Although there is a chance that all three of them might have played a factor into it. ¿Por qué no los tres? It's like, ¿por qué no los dos? But
like three. A threesome? I get it. Voulez-vous coucher avec quoi?
Omelette de fromage. You ever see Dexter's Lab?
I don't think so.
Any of it? You'll watch... Jesus fucking Christ, you'll watch...
I didn't watch a lot of kids' television growing up. Okay, so I know what Dexter's Lab is, but I've probably seen only a handful of episodes.
I believe it's either a potion or like some science thing or machine, but he turns himself more attractive. And all it is him speaking French. But it's not like omelette du fromage. Just random shit like that.
Can't wait for what? To go to Japan?
I really can't.
And do the...
Did you do that bit?
Suicide Forest?
And I'd go to the Suicide Forest. That's where I would do it.
The tsunami ghosts? The tsunami ghosts actually creep me out. It's one of the most haunting stories I've ever heard.
The tsunami ghosts?
Mm-hmm. Just go read some of the taxi driver stories.
I want to go visit...
It's horrifying.
The statue of Kamen Rider... That survived the tsunami.
Who's that?
Kamen Rider? That's all right. Don't even worry about it.
Is it a white guy?
No.
Oh, okay. No, that's why I haven't heard of it.
No, it's like a Japanese superhero.
Oh, a Japanese superhero?
Yeah.
Is it the statue that lived or the person?
The statue.
Okay. So it's not a real thing? It's not a real person?
No.
Okay.
No, Kamen Rider.
So, hang on. Let's restart. Rewind, people.
I really want to go see the statue of Kamen Rider.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, which survived the tsunami.
You're over there. I'm so glad that Kamen Rider survived. I can fucking suck his dick. And I'm over here like, wow, that's a wonderful story. Is he real? No.
He's real in my heart.
He's a cartoon I jack off to. Okay.
He's not a cartoon. He's technically a Power Ranger.
But it's anime?
No. It's real. It's live action. No,
you're like, it's real.
It's real. He really transformed into Kamen Rider, which is a superhero with the power of a cricket.
Like, it's a superhero with the power of friendship.
Yeah.
He hugs everybody.
Sometimes it's a beetle, and sometimes it's a butterfly or a jar of candy, depending on the season. I don't know why I'm being judged right now. Hey, watch our fucking... This is bullshit. So thanks for listening to this episode. Appreciate y'all being here.
You stress me out with...
I'm sorry.
How much you worship anime.
I don't worship anime.
I've seen your room.
There's nothing in my room and you know it.
There's an altar.
You're going to make me post a video of my room to prove a fucking
point.
There's
an altar and candles.
There's not an altar. I don't... For... Let me... Hold on. You guys can't see it from that angle. But the reason why I don't want any open flames in this fucking apartment... is because of the fucking sprinklers, and it would ruin everything I own in here. So I don't have candles in my bedroom. Now, the Goku-sized dildo, different story.
What makes it Goku-sized? How small it is?
I've been farting this whole time, and you haven't heard a thing. You know why?
Because it's not small. Oh, dumb.
Can't fit a small poultry through there.
Jesus! You ever have a hedgehog lift up your ass?
Did you ever see that video of the hedgehog crawling up a grizzly bear's ass?
No. They don't even live in the same environment.
These ones did for some reason. I can't remember. I think they were in captivity together or some bullshit. One of them was wild.
There's just like a tied up grizzly bear with a tube in his ass. You're like, yeah, it's totally normal.
Good catch.
And they live in, it's my spider's.
That was wild though. And the fact we caught it on video, that, what? Here's the thing. That fucker's, why did he fall? He's always laying down. Did you stand him up at one point?
I stood him up a little bit ago.
No, never stand him up. I don't have the base for him, so he's wobbly.
Anyway, yeah, that's my spider senses.
Damn.
Did it die?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, at least we caught it on camera.
I'll just splice it all together.
And play a game like Smash or Pass.
Do Smash or Pass, but with Pokemon or Digimon.
So I asked ChatGPT for the most arguably sexy Pokemon.
Or not for human sex.
Jesus Christ. Do you know who sings it, right? Steve Harrington from Stranger Things.
Shit.
Yeah. It just broke 2 billion hits, too, on Spotify. Yeah. Steve Harrington wrote that song. He currently has 40.6 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Could you imagine? That'd be crazy. Are we back?
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. Battery died on that thing. When we're recording this long, that quality burns through the battery pretty fast. Where were we?
I like how Mike's hair in Stranger Things 4 was like, I wonder if they had to put it on like Darth Vader's helmet. Just because how it sat. Yeah. Like it sat like Harry Potter's hair in Goblet of Fire. Just fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like how my hair used to be.
You?
Have really? You seen that?
No, yeah. I've never seen you with long hair. I've only seen you with the receding, with the thin, with the,
it's not, short hair. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, you're a fucking monster. I swore, there it is.
This fucking guy. Wow.
Yeah.
God, I would have bullied you in high school.
I got bullied a lot.
Good.
Into shaving my head, actually.
Damn, that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Anyway, aren't we done? What are we doing here? Oh
God. So thanks for watching and listening. I was gonna say I'm Kellen,
and I'm Hola Buenos Tardes.
If you guys want to have more say on what topics we cover and what things we talk about, consider becoming a member and joining our fourth wall, which is like a Patreon, but it's not Patreon. We are on fourth wall. Link is in our bio on our Instagram. Where you guys can get merch, get discounts on merch. You can also take some of the polls and help us decide what topics to cover. And yeah, a bunch of other goodies. Early access to episodes. You guys also get thank yous and shout outs. And you get access to this, the uncut video version of the podcast, which is usually 20 to 30 minutes longer.
Sometimes it gets, if we're drinking, it gets really bad.
Yeah, those are going to be long ones. No, we appreciate any love and any support you show us.
Honestly, I feel like we're not as, like, we don't swear as much as we used to.
Yeah.
Like, I listen to one of our
fuck, shit, cunt, bitch, motherfucker. <cut.
laughs> I listen to one of our older episodes. I'm like, God damn, we literally, like, every other word was a swear word.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
I think it was the nerves.
It's pretty mellow. Yeah. Makes me want to delete all of our previous episodes. And
can't. We could redo them in, like, the year anniversary mark.
I know, but the,
which is in, like, 3 months, dude.
The fucking Green River Killer has, like, so many downloads. And then it has so much more than every other one. And because that's our first episode. And no one ever came back. It's so bad.
He's the reason we're not successful anymore.
I know. That's okay.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Kellen.
And don't forget to
stay spooky.
Fuck yourselves.